This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's really special about this year's kickoff to summer is we have a real, legitimate country superstar joining us and is going to perform for everybody once we're done, which is as great as it gets. And that is Chris Lane, who joins us right now. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing awesome. And this is something we do every single year. And this year it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And having you here is really special. So I got to ask you, though, as a accomplished number one country music artist, this kid who just played up here, was that something else or what?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Marrying sports and country music while we're right here on the daggone beach. There's nothing better than that.
It really is the best, man. You're speaking my language. And golf, too, by the way, and I know you like to play.
Huge golfer. Daggone, let's go tee it up after this.
I am.
Well, he is golfing. I will say, Chris, it's great to meet you. It's great to have you here. He says to me, he goes, you guys do this every weekend? And I'm like, no. We do this once a year, and it's a very special time of year, especially for all of us down here on the shore of New Jersey. Have you ever been down here before?
Definitely been down here. I'm trying to think. I've probably played many a shows down here.
PNC Art Center, maybe, I would think, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, absolutely. So this is like your fan base. These guys love country music.
Yeah.
They're here to see us, but they're here to see you as well.
Do we have some country music fans?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. So you got the new album coming out June 20th, which is my anniversary. I was just reminded I better make plans for that. Maybe I'll go under a shade tree and propose again. Shade Tree's a new album coming out June 20th. You got to be fired up for that.
Man, I am. I'm so excited for that. I feel like every artist says this when we're putting out new music. But I truly believe this is the best music I've ever written and soon to be released. So I'm very excited for that and can't wait for people to hear it.
You know, the important thing, you just said that you wrote the music. You wrote, I think, what, 8 out of the 12 tracks? Is that right?
Yeah, 8 out of the 12 tracks.
I mean, how long does it take to write a song that you think is going to actually make it and is going to be widely approved?
Yeah, it can differ from song to song. Like one of my biggest hits, Big Big Plans, that took 3 separate times to sit down and finish that song. But one of my current favorite ones that's on this record that's out right now is called What Am I Supposed to Tell the Dog? And that song took 30 minutes to write.
You know, that could be his life.
Yes.
Actually, yes.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for my dog. I have a dog that's got, human tendencies. I don't know if you ever have one
of
these dogs.
I got one.
And I'm just waiting it one day to just be like, good morning. And I'm like, oh, my God, you do speak. So what am I going to tell the dog is right up my alley as well. So, all right. You just finished up the tour, sold-out arena tour with Rascal Flatts.
Yep.
I mean, growing up, Chris Lane, young man, sold-out arena, do you still pinch yourself thinking back to, man, I've really made it playing in front of this many people with Rascal Flatts, and I'm playing my own music, which is awesome. What is it like?
Yeah, I mean, it's super exciting. I didn't play music my entire life. In fact, I grew up playing football, baseball, played college baseball, always assumed that I would be playing for the Mets or Yankees one day.
Yeah, somehow I don't see that. You could say the Atlanta Braves if you'd like.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure that's where you actually live in Nashville now, right?
Yeah, Nashville. So we're but from North Carolina, so naturally grew up a huge Braves fan. That's
are you a Dukie or a Tar Heel? What are
I'm
you?
I'm a Tar Heel.
You are a Tar Heel. What do you think of Bill Belichick?
Man, I'm excited to see what kind of happens.
Yeah. Well, are you excited about what you've seen happen?
Yes.
I mean,
yes and no.
It's wild.
It is wild.
So, I mean, not to go into all the scandalous stuff about it, but like as a fan, you see all this off the field stuff going on. Does it worry you at all? Or,
I mean, yes and no. Yeah. He's obviously a great coach, knows how to win, so I think he'll step into the program and make a difference. We'll see, though.
I'm sure, though, if I was a UNC fan, I'd be like, this guy was, like, the greatest coach ever.
Yeah.
No drama. I mean, okay, maybe I have Deflategate or whatever, but no drama off the field. Mm-hmm. Now he becomes my head coach, and we got to deal with this crap.
It is
That's
crazy.
What I'd be saying.
You know, but the thing about it is, Chris, that I was telling Gio this, that when Colorado hired Deion Sanders, they were one of the worst college football programs in all of college football.
Yeah.
Immediately hire him. He brings his son there, of course. They have a modicum of success. But now everybody's talking about Colorado. I would say even with all of this controversy surrounding Coach Belichick, he's still one of the greatest, if not the greatest, NFL football coach of all time. I mean, it does bring, actually, attention to the school. I mean,
yeah,
I know it's
negative
attention,
no doubt.
You know eyeballs are going to be on every single one of your games. And if he gets out to a winning start, That's all that's really going to matter.
Yeah, and that's all, hey, winning cures everything.
It does.
Yeah, even a 24-year-old girlfriend who makes headlines, I guess. Winning will cure that too, believe it or not.
I would say that is winning.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, yeah,
exactly,
it depends.
Exactly.
So we're here with Chris Lane, who's going to perform for everybody once our show is done. Shade Tree is coming out on June 20th, so make sure that you look for that. Summertime, boat time, golf course, be playing Shade Tree out there. Are you a music on the golf course guy, or are you someone that needs to be nice and quiet and concentrated?
100%. Got to have music playing.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
Of course. I mean, are you kidding me? We have to have it. And if it's silent now, I feel weird. Like, I'm not at the Masters. I want to play some freaking music.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
What do you play out there? Do you play country, or do you go with something different?
It kind of depends on the mood for the day. But, yeah, a lot of 90s country's played. A lot of Kenny Chesney gets played.
Hell, yeah.
I've got this Jimmy Buffett playlist that plays, but it's got
Jimmy Buffett on the golf course.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could take that. I don't know. I don't think I can.
I don't think I can.
I will just say this, as Gio and I do play quite a bit together, I have to kind of get through all that because it's not the easiest thing in the world to do. But I would say we probably play predominantly country.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. Let's go. Yeah. Yeah, no, 100%. That's what it is. Now, and the boom in country music, because you don't normally think like Long Island, New Jersey, New York country music, but there has been a humongous boom in country music, especially out in the suburbs where I live on Long Island. I'll say that 90% of the people that I play golf with on Long Island are playing country, where 20 years ago that was not happening.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
We love hearing that.
And that's why we need a full-blown country music station back in New York,
exactly.
By the way.
That's right.
That's what we need.
By the way, The playlist is Brooks and Dunn, Brothers Osborne, David Lee Murthy, and Kenny Chesney.
There you go.
Chris Lane, of course, Lanco, Old Dominion, Creedence Clearwater, George Baker. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
Alan Jackson.
I love that.
Alan Jackson, Luke Bryan, of course. I mean, Kane Brown, Chris Young. Old Dominion, Zach Brown Band. Is that good?
Hey, that's
that
incredible.
Works. Yeah, so you're in very good company, and you obviously raise the level of that company.
Yeah, do you know a man who works with Luke Bryan named Dustin by any chance?
Dustin. Sure I do.
Dustin. Because this,
you know a last name?
I don't. I just was down in Nashville once, and this man worked with Luke Bryan. He showed me every nook and cranny of that city, like alleyways to places and getting in and all. He had this like Louisiana drawl. And there would be a line of like 100,000 people outside of a bar, and he'd go up to the security person and go, "Morning in, morning in," and they'd open it up, and we'd go right through.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I mean, what a place. Like, so living there, and I'm obviously you're a family man now. You're probably not going out all the time, but like, what is Nashville life for Chris Lane right now?
I don't get a chance to go out a whole lot, especially when I've been out on the road for 3 or 4 days a week. I come home and my wife needs a break, so the boys are mine.
Oh, okay. Yes. How many now? How many kids now?
A 3-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Okay, all right.
Grinding.
Good time to be out on the road.
Yeah. I will say this. The only chance that I get to play golf is when I'm out on the road. So I'm looking far in advance and trying to set up golf as often as I can when I get out on the road.
I mean, I think we're the same guy. We're just born in different places.
Yes. I think that's really what it is.
Doing different things.
Yeah, I play country music so I can golf.
Yes. Yeah, I'm doing a radio show now. Yeah. are you playing in New Jersey anywhere while you're here?
No, it's just an in and out. Okay. I'm going on vacation tomorrow, actually.
Oh, good for you.
Yes.
Good for you. Don't say where you're going, but I hope it's somewhere warm and beautiful.
Oh, yeah, down there in Florida. The weather looks 86 and sunny. So
he's going from Nashville to Florida.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm going from New Jersey to Long Island.
Yeah.
But hey, it'll warm up at some point. I saw some blue sky earlier. So something I like to ask, you know, people who have success in music is like knowing when a hit is a hit and not knowing when a hit is a hit. And a lot of guys will say, listen, I knew right away that this one was it. For example, like Big, Big Plans, you know, you said you were really working on that one. Did you know it was going to go number one, or did it surprise you a little bit?
That's a great question. For that song in particular, it was a song that I wrote just for to propose to my wife. I actually didn't even plan on putting that song out, but I put it to the video of me proposing, and it kind of just blew up and naturally happened that way. And not only did I plan on putting it out, it ended up being a number one for me and a career-changing song, but... Yeah. I would say the biggest song in my career, a song called I Don't Know About You, I had no idea that that song would end up 5 or 6 times platinum and be a number one for me.
Yes.
So we can guess at what we think people will like,
right,
but we just never truly know.
There's probably one on the other side where like people liked it, but I thought it was going to go number one, and it didn't.
Yeah, right? Yeah, 100%.
Well, the amazing thing, you're right, Big, Big Plans, and here we are years later, those plans have actually come true.
Yes.
Yeah,
even wrote into the song, too, I bet we'll take our kids down there one day, not knowing that we'd not have but one but two now.
Oh, they're going to Disney. You're not going to Disney, are you?
No, not yet.
Okay. Speaking of that, I was on a golf trip. You'll like this. So I'm on a golf trip, and I'm at this place in Orlando, and I turn around, and I'm like, wait a second, that's Jason Aldean. So he has his kids there, and I'm like, tell me you're going to Disney. And he's like, I am. And I was like, my wife is coming down, and we're going to go to the Grand Floridian. But I'm here with my boys now, so I got it better than you for once. I'm on a golf trip, and you're here with your family. So Aldean.
That
go screw.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But, yeah, you're not too young for Disney right now. Too young.
Yes.
But you'll do it. You'll do it.
We'll eventually do it.
Yeah, it's a rite of passage.
Let me just tell you something. Doesn't matter who you are, what you've accomplished. When you got kids, you got to go to Disney. It's just a rite of passage.
Yeah, I don't care who you are.
And you got to deal with it. You got to stand. Well, don't stand in lines. Buy the VIP pass. You can afford it.
I'm just going to send my wife, and I'll go golf.
There you go. Exactly. All right. So the most memorable live show you've ever done.
Wow. Okay, I would say for me, as someone who played college baseball and always dreamed of playing professionally, I was on tour with Florida Georgia Line at the time, Nelly, Backstreet Boys were a part of this. And we played Fenway.
Get out of here.
Wrigley Field, Target Field, and a few others. So being able to play my music in a Major League Baseball stadium was pretty daggone cool.
All right, so you're a couple years younger than me. You're a Braves fan. So do you remember vividly, like, the 1999?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, so the Kenny Rogers walking in the final run, those teams. Like, so that's where you were at. Like, you were locked in there.
We were locked in. We got to find a way to get back there.
Oh, come on. You just won a couple years ago.
I agree.
God's sake.
We suck this year, man.
Well, no, you know, you are
a little better.
Wait, you are in Mets country, just so you know.
I know.
Yankees and Mets. And our bugaboo has been the Atlanta Braves for as long as I can remember.
Oh, I can't stand him.
Oh. I mean, we hate you guys.
I mean, Chipper Jones, I respect because he named his kid Shea. And, like, he had a healthy, even though he beat the brakes off of us every year, like, he had a healthy respect for the Mets. Was he your favorite player back then?
Yeah, definitely one of them. In fact, in my new song that just came out, Shade Tree, is a little nod to Chipper Jones in the second verse.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I mean, how could you not love that guy? So, I mean, those teams, my God.
That pitching
staff.
Yeah,
they're so good.
I know.
In fact, now that I know we've been talking a lot about golf, but I get to play in a lot of these pro-ams, so I've got to hang out and play golf with all of these guys. In fact, a Met I've become friends with has been Jeff McNeil.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. He's a great player.
He's a crazy good golfer.
Yeah. And so are you, by the way, aren't you? You're two or three handicap or something like that.
I'm pretty good till I step out the cart and start playing.
I think he's actually very. I know he's good because he's humble about it.
Well, number one, he's North Carolina. You got to believe you're playing golf every day, right?
Yeah, athlete.
Yeah,
made
athlete.
It, yeah.
Right. Now he can go anywhere he wants because, you know, he's Chris Lane. This is a pretty good life. And you can play on any golf course. Do you have a favorite golf course that you like to play on?
Man, there's been a lot that I've been able to play on.
Have you played
here.
Augusta?
I've done Augusta three times.
Oh, you beat him. He only did it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty special. A lot of fun to be able to go out there and
Shinnecock.
Do that. I've never done that one, and that is one that I 100% would absolutely love to.
Yes.
What about Bethpage Black, where the Ryder Cup is?
Bethpage Black, I just played out there last year, and then I'm set up again to play. When is that? June 20th, I think it is.
When the album comes out, gonna be at Bethpage Black.
Listen to this. These are 2 days that I remember this because of this. My album comes out June 20th. And I'm playing in Wantagh, New York that day.
Wantagh.
So, I set up Bethpage Black. And then the very next day, I'm playing in Rochester, New York, and I'm playing Oak Hill.
Wow.
Nice.
It's a good way to celebrate a record release.
But we'll promote it now because we got Long Islanders here, too. So where in Wantagh? You know the name of the place or just?
Brandon. Do you know where I'm playing in Wantagh? Oh, yeah, Mulcahy's.
That's where it is. Okay. Mulcahy's, all right around late June, so check it out.
Yes.
It's a really, really cool venue to play. So awesome. All right, well, I know you got to get ready. It's great talking to you, and we'll let it go.
It's great to meet you,
Chris.
Thanks, man.
Hey, great to meet you as well. Thanks for having me
on. Can't wait for the show. Chris Lane, everybody, make sure you stick around when we're done. I know you all will because most of you are here for him and not us anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.